Wallace Brosman and her service dog, Mork, are a team. The Americans with Disabilities Act, the ADA, allows her to take Mork places where other dogs just can't go.
An assistance dog like Mork is covered under the ADA as being allowed to accompany me as a person with a disability because he is trained in specific tasks that mitigate my disability.
Mork opens doors, pulls Wallace's wheelchair, and picks up things that she drops. Mork is the real deal, a highly trained dog with a calm demeanor. But that's not true of all the dogs out there. Some dogs and their owners are just pretending.
Fraudulent service dogs are generally pet dogs that aren't professionally trained, and they tend to have some pet dog mannerisms that can be a challenge out in public.
That's Lauren Lee, Northwest Program Manager for Canine Companions for Independence, where Wallace Brosman also works. In contrast to working service dogs, pets can be
aggressive with other dogs, uncomfortable with people or other dogs, and they're poor behavior in public can detrimentally interfere with a trained working dog who needs to be able to assist its handler.
They also give real service dogs a bad rep. And that makes it hard for people like Wallace Brosman, who has dystonia, a neurological disorder that affects her muscles. Lately, she's become anxious about leaving home with Mork, like the other night when she simply wanted to go out and hear some music.
The security guard said, well, we had a dog here last night that was a service dog, and it barked throughout the entire performance.
The guard would have no way of knowing for sure about that noisy dog's status. Vests or other identifying markers are really easy to get.
So really any vest, patch, ID card that says service dog, people use to pass their dog off as a fraudulent service dog.
Lauren Lee and her organization encourage store owners to ask the two questions that the ADA permits. Is the dog needed to assist with a disability? And how has the dog been trained to ease the problems that may be caused by that disability?
I find that people who bring fraudulent service dogs into public are generally doing it because they just haven't thought about it, not because they're really trying to do something illegal. And I think just the fact that they're potentially being asked questions about whether they have a disability or if the dog's been trained to help mitigate their disability will make them realize that maybe it's best if they just remove the dog from the store.
Muddying the waters even further is the growing use of dogs in categories like emotional support animals, comfort dogs, or therapy dogs. Here again, a pet with no training can make life difficult for those with legitimate service dogs, leading to dangerous situations where the properly trained working dog will lose focus on its essential tasks. Lauren Lee looks ahead to a growing problem with fraud.
As assistance dogs have become more popular and the need for them is growing, especially with our wounded veterans who are returning from combat, we don't ever want assistance dogs to be not welcome in public because a fraudulent dog was inappropriate and laws got passed or rules were changed where now no dogs are welcome.
That's Lauren Lee of Canine Companions for Independence, based in Santa Rosa. Their campaign to fight fraud has this motto: a service dog is more than a vest. I'm Steve Mencher for KRCB's North Bay Report.